Which one does Imam Bukhari radiallahu ta'ala anhu choose to bring first? He chooses a hadith sharif which has been narrated by the great companion Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The greatest of people, now subhanAllah, you should all know, undoubtedly the greatest of people is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The rest of the prophets and messengers. And then who is it? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And after Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is then Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Yes, this hadith sharif is narrated by Hazrat Umar Farooq, Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, that إِنَّمَا indeed the أَعْمَال actions are بِالنِّيَّاتِ, they are based upon our intentions. All actions are based upon intentions. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. And this is such a hadith which we should all know by heart. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. It's not difficult. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. That all actions are based upon intention. This is not the complete hadith sharif. It continues. But this is the hadith which we've all heard. We've all heard of it, my dear viewers. That all actions are based upon intentions. Out of all of the ahadith sharif, Imam Bukhari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he decides to bring this hadith sharif first. And the scholars say that whenever you do write a book, then you should write this hadith sharif. Why? Because this shall focus your intention. Your intention shall be focused on what is the reason you are writing this book. Whatever the reason may be, ultimately, it should be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a reminder that, let's just say it's academic, but whatever it is, then the question is, why are you writing it? And inshallah, there will not be any bad intentions, but rather there shall only be good intentions. Now, scholars also state that a third of our deen, a third of Islam, pertains to this hadith sharif, is evolves around this hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat. So subhanallah, we can imagine its significance. Really, we can imagine the significance of this one hadith sharif, that actions are based upon intention.